This is Steve Goss with Mara Davis and her special Cinco de Mayo edition of Mara's Music Mix. So do you want a lime with that, Mara?
Yes, I do. Okay. More guacamole, please.
You know,
I love avocados and I love Chris Stapleton because nothing says Cinco de Mayo more than country music, right? Chris Stapleton's going to be in town and he's headlining Verizon Wireless Amphitheater for two nights. This is crazy town, how huge he's gotten, and he's about to get even bigger because his new album, From a Room Volume 1, is out. So
it's out today.
People are just been so excited for new music from him.
Yeah, we've been amazed at the trajectory of his career lately. He's become the superstar, and it's happened really only in the last couple of years.
It happened because of Justin Timberlake and when they were on the Country Music Awards. So I hope he's sending Justin Timberlake a fruit basket like every week. That's Chris Stapleton tonight and tomorrow night over at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park. Steve, I know how you are with the unicorns and the unicorn frappuccino. I'm sure you were in the drive-thru getting that when you could. Well, this is the perfect festival for you. It's happening all weekend. That's the Shaky Beats Festival. And you know we have the Shaky Knees Festival, and this is the EDM section of it. And it's all weekend long in Centennial Park, and they have everybody who's anybody who's in EDM music, from Flostradamus to Zedd's Dead, RL Grime, Girl Talk, and the headliner, the Chainsmokers, and they're pretty much the biggest name in not only EDM, but in pop music as well.
Yeah, they're playing Sunday night. There are three different stages at this festival. Something like 50 different acts performing over 3 days.
That's right. Put on your Daisy Dukes and your bikini top and angel wings. That's the Shaky Beats Festival at Centennial Olympic Park all weekend.
Also on Saturday night, Variety Playhouse, an artist that we've become more familiar with because she is starring in Nashville now.
Rhiannon Giddens. We talk about this often on how there are certain people that just don't sound like anybody else. Rhiannon Giddens is one of them. You may know her from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, but I think now she's starting to come into her own. Her songwriting is so beautiful and powerful and thought-provoking, and it's stories from the American South. And her latest, Freedom Highway, just really, really goes there.
She really does have quite a voice. She's quite a talent.
No big deal. She just does it all. That's Rhiannon Giddens at Variety Playhouse Saturday night.
So wrapping up really an incredible weekend of music, we're going to look at what's going on Monday night. There's an artist playing at a venue that is really just opened. A lot of hype. I'm talking about the Coca-Cola Roxy, and this is up next to Suntrust Park. Lil Wayne is performing there.
Lil Wayne is going to be playing the Coca-Cola Roxy, and, you know, people have a lot of memories of the Coca-Cola Roxy when it was on Roswell Road and in Buckhead, but now it's moved, and they're looking to have sort of that same vibe and energy, and there's a lot of nostalgia there. So it's appropriate that Lil Wayne, did I just say little? Lil Wayne is playing there because he's going to rock the house. I mean, he's not afraid to just, you know, put it all out there.
Peter Conlon of Live Nation is behind renovating this, and they have a lot of memorabilia from the old Roxy Theater, which is now the Buckhead Theater in Buckhead there. So it's historic. It sort of continues the legacy of live music in Atlanta that Conlon and Alex Cooley were involved with for many years.
That's Lil Wayne at the Coca-Cola Roxy on Monday night.